My dad just turned 90. Guys? He's over there. Yeah! Oh, so God bless. And these are his revenge years. You know what I mean? Like, he's been trying to sue the Bank of Nova Scotia for a decade. Okay? And he gets me to write the letters. I have to write the letters. And the last time, I'm like, Daddy, I'm not doing this anymore. And he's like, Cassandra, if you don't do this for me, I'm going to suspend you. And I'm like, what are you, the principal? Right? And then, so we were in the bank. We actually were at Bank of Nova Scotia. And we're waiting in line. And all of a sudden, he lets out this big fart, like, he would never do this before times, right? I mean, this. And I was like, Daddy, what are you doing? And it stunk, and the woman behind him, like, moves. And he's like, I'm sorry, I got lots of gas, right? And I'm like, that's power, okay? You know, you're like, hey, I can't move, so I'm just going to lay it out here. You know what I mean? And I'm like, Daddy, this is your revenge. You know what I mean? You didn't get compensation, but you got to drop a stink bomb in the Bank of Nova Scotia. You know what I mean? He's an abbreviator. He cuts words off. You know how he refers to COVID-19? Just 19. He's like, Cassandra, this 19 is a very Syria. I'm like, do you mean the country? Syria, right? The civil war, Syria? Because for sure, we're in the middle of a civil war. Right, guys? Woo! We're cooking with gas. Right, guys? Holy shit. And you know, every time he starts a story, he always starts in the Second World War or the Second World, you know? And then he ends up in the 1980s with Ronald Oregano. It's not the best? Ronald Oregano. Oh, my God. What do you get when you add some Ronald Oregano to sauce? AIDS. You get AIDS. Too soon? Too soon? Huh? So my mom had a surgery, and I was sleeping over, and my dad has this habit of falling asleep on the toilet, right? So it's the best. So I go to the bathroom. I'm like, Daddy, get up. You're sleeping on the toilet. And he's like, I just got here. Right? I'm like, okay, right. I'm like, go back to bed. So then I go back to my room, and I hear no movement. So I get up. I go back in the room. He's still there, you know, up against the bathroom cabinet. I'm like, Daddy, get up. You're sleeping on the toilet. He's like, who said? I'm like, go back to bed. So then I go back to my room. Still no movement. I go back. He's still there. And I'm like, Daddy, get up. And I'm like, you're sleeping on the toilet. He's like, what do you want me to do? Swear in court? Like, he's doing jokes at 2 a.m. You know what I mean? It's classic. So I was over at my parents. It was lunchtime. I had just gotten my hair cut. And my dad said to me, he's like, what did you do to your hair? And I'm like, I got a cut, Daddy. He's like, who did it? A shoemaker? A shoemaker. You believe the nerve of this guy? I'm like, yeah, Daddy, I was wondering who are the top 5 shoemakers in Toronto who want to have at her? You know what I mean? How are you supposed to build confidence, right? This way, right? Like, my dad my whole life has been, you know what? He goes, I come here, I sacrifice everything for you, guy. I feel like a shit. You're going to feel like a shit too, right? You guys are amazing, honest to God. Having the best time. Oh, we're so lucky. And then we were talking about the story about the founding of Rome. You know that mythical story about how that she-wolf raises those twin brothers, Romulus and Remus, and then Romulus murders Remus and founds Rome? So my dad's like, what an incredible story. Unbelievable. You know? And he's like, you know what I believe? I believe a Jesus. I believe a Jesus sent that wolf to raise those two brothers. And I'm like, Daddy, Jesus wasn't even born yet. He's like, oh, okay. Maybe his father, right? And I'm like, who's his father? And he says, Salvador. It's like, wouldn't that be a better God to talk to? Imagine God is like this Italian guy sitting on his Chesterfield, you know, peeling pistachios, giving out life advice, you know? And you're like, listen, Sal, my family's making me nuts. I want to murder them all. And he's like, tell me about it. He's like, but don't worry about it. Chill out. watch some Netflix, do some masturbation, be okay, right? Wow, I'm a breathing like it's nobody's business. That's the situation. Yeah! Oh my God, I'm having such a time. Wow.